in what I would call an idyllic location, a great location, which is just next to the covered bridge in West Cornwall. As you cross the bridge coming from the Route 7 side, it's on the right. And as you head into West Cornwall, coming in the other direction from, let's just say, Torrington, it is on the left. And that is Covered Bridge Bikes. And they are there. And Covered Bridge Electric Bike, of course, what their name is what they are. And we've got Bob Ensign here with us today talking about that. Bob, first of all, thanks for joining us today.
And thanks for having me.
A little bit about you, how you got interested in starting a company like this, and then what led up to you actually opening up a store where people can buy and rent e-bikes.
Well, I just sold a company that we worked very hard for a number of years, a service business, and we had I have a technical background and very POS systems, and where we had a bunch of technicians, almost 50 technicians that we serviced the POS systems all over the Northeast. Anyway, so it was a combination of being semi-retired, and I happened to be on an electric bike that I didn't know all that much about. And it was a couple of years ago, and I was simply—it was transformative to me. I have a bad right knee that's been bad for pretty much my lifetime, and it was just a wonderful, wonderful experience. And from that, and 2 years of studying about them and getting more excited about it every month, I opened up a business a year ago in West Cornwall.
All right. And how has the first year gone? Has it gone what you expected? Has it been busier than you expected? Have you operated differently than you thought you would operate when you first opened up?
Like every great plan A, I was on plan C fairly quickly. Nobody would expect COVID-19. We expected to come out of the gate in March like gangbusters, and it didn't materialize. We expected to be sort of the king of one-hour and two-hour rentals, and what we wound up doing in March was one-week and two-week rentals. When we had a great fall, it was as anticipated. Great response, great local response from people, but also great response on the rentals for people that were from Mystic and Guilford and Norwalk and over in the Hudson Valley in New York City. And that was unanticipated, that it would be far and wide like that. What was really not anticipated was how much people like the bikes and how quickly they became familiar and could just see the value of the electric bike. And it takes all of 5 minutes to understand how much you can do on the electric bike. And with that, the sales of electric bikes became very important to our model, if you will.
We're speaking with Bob Ensign from, of course, Covered Bridge Electric Bike, which is in West Cornwall, Connecticut. Question about the bikes. I'm a pretty big guy. What's the weight limit for what these bikes can carry, these electric bikes?
We have a model that can carry up to 340 pounds. Most electric bikes, for any electric bike you would see in the planet, would be somewhere in the order of 275 pounds. That's what it's rated for. Most of the bikes that we carry on a rental basis and for on the sale basis are somewhere in the 275-pound range.
And what is the price range for an electric bike? If a person were to buy it, like, let's go from the big one for the big guys like me, and then bikes for the normal size people.
And it would be more of I'll call it performance. There are road bikes that are, firstly, you can spend anywhere up to $10,000 on an electric bike. If you do a quick Google search, you'll quickly see that. And you can spend as little as $899 on an electric bike. We in the electric bike business and all my friends in the electric bike world will say the same thing. If it's less than $1,200, $1,400, you almost want to consider running the opposite way. The batteries alone on almost any electric bike out there are approximately $600 cost. That's our cost. So to the customer, it would even be more than that. The motors alone, if you had to purchase a motor for replacement motor for your bike, typically are no less than $600 to $700. So the price range for our bikes that we sell are, the low end would be $1,600. The high end would be $3,500.
And those bikes that are, when they're fully charged, I know it, weight's got to have a dependency on this, but basically how long can they go fully charged?
And there's a lot of
variables.
There's a lot of variables, and it would be weight has a lot to do with it. Actually, wind has a lot to do with it. So if you're out on a very windy day, and I can attest to this myself, one day I would have normally expected to be able to go 60 miles on a ride. It was very windy, and my battery, I could almost see it draining, if you will, just because the winds were about 25 miles per hour. So weight, wind, of course, the hills. If you're going up steep hills and climbing up one steep hill after another, that has a lot to do with it. Suffice it to say, if you're a 110-pound person and you're riding on, let's say, along the Housatonic, which is rolling hills, mostly flat, you could expect to see upwards on our Yamaha bikes upwards of 100 miles, 110 miles on a charge. It's published that it's 80 miles, but I can also attest that I can easily get 80 miles along the Housatonic, and I am not 110 pounds. It's how much you pedal, which is a big component, and how far you can go on a charge. All our electric bikes require some form of pedaling. They're called pedal assist bikes, and they are not mopeds. So what you find is the more you pedal, the less battery that you use.
All right. These are questions. This is great because I'll be honest with you. I've always wondered about e-bikes and electric bikes. And you, in just a very brief nutshell, have explained exactly how to use them and who can use them, which is basically anybody. And when people come to rent e-bikes, I know that when I went to Bermuda a couple of times, people immediately rented scooters, and literally 25% of them got in accidents on scooters because they had never driven a scooter before. I would think that an e-bike is a lot easier to learn, because if you know anything, if you're going to ride an e-bike, you've already ridden a regular bike. So I would think that the conversion to learn how to ride the e-bike is very simple.
I would agree with you. There is a period we spent for what we do, which is rent it for a short period of time. We spend an inordinate amount of time on safety and just getting somebody used to, acclimated with their e-bike. And so we have a 5-minute video on our website that we encourage people to look at, especially right now. We're trying to do as much before they get to the store as possible. But what we do spend about 5, 10, 15 minutes talking about it. We send people on a demo ride, which is about a mile and a half round trip on a flat, slightly hilly road. And by the time they get back, really, they are just pretty much like as if they were riding a regular bike. And they completely get it. We've seen that in 99.9% of the cases.
Now, do you also, I'm going to, this is another question. Do you, if someone's already owns a bike, do you repair bikes or anything like that?
We have between what we rent and what we sell, which are a couple of lines of bikes, e-bikes, we do warranty service on our bikes. We haven't gotten to the stage yet. We will get to the stage, but we are not there yet where we repair, let's say, all different types of models and what have you. We have our hands full with just the the bikes and the way they're moving out of our store right now, setting them up, doing warranty repairs, et cetera.
We're speaking with Bob Enzin once again, and we're talking about e-bikes at the Covered Bridge Electric Bike, which is located right next to Of course, the iconic covered bridge, 860-248-3010. That's the number to call to reserve an e-bike for an hour or for the whole day. And, of course, they're on the web, coveredbridgebike.com. Now, you're open 7 days a week?
We are, yep.
Now, what's the busiest, for people that are thinking about renting in the last minute and a half, 2 minutes here, what's the busiest day where you have rentals, and what's the best day for people who haven't done this before to give it a shot?
I would, we know for certain where you have more opportunities is during the week. On the weekend, it's, you never know. Always good to reserve ahead of time. And for the last couple weekends, reservations really serve our customers well, because we certainly run out of slots. So let's call it the morning slot and the afternoon slot. During the week is great, but I would encourage a call, and we can talk it through and find a good spot for you to rent.
Well, I think right where you're located, you've got the ride right along the Housatonic on either side of the river. You can, of course, go on Route 7. You can also go on River Road. What a great location to have a ride on, because there's plenty of cover from sunshine, and it's not too hilly, even though there are some hills. So I would imagine this is why you chose this location. It really is. You couldn't pick a better location.
It's a very what you might not see initially is it's very safe. We send people on 20 to 25 to 30 to 35 mile rides, which is, they are roads indeed, but they're not Route 7, they're not Route 128, they're not Route 4. They're all quiet country roads, so they can get lost, if you will, and thinking that they're in 1850 rather than 2020. Where they might pass three cars in an entire 30-mile trip. That's why we're here. Yeah, it's a beautiful town, and we've had wonderful support from the town. We also realize that we want our people to be safe, and a good place to be safe is to start out right here.
Well, once again, Covered Bridge Electric Bike in West Cornwall, bike sales and rentals, 860-248-3010, coveredbridgebike.com. Bob, we'll check with you a little later on, and keep going. And I'll tell you what, I see a lot of people out there on bikes. I don't know whether they're e-bikes or not, but there's a lot of people out there in our area, especially on the weekend.
Yeah, there are. It's the popularity is through the roof, So it's been fantastic. One last thing, the one thing that everybody says, not everybody, but most everybody comes back and says, I can't stop smiling. And that's not just an exaggeration or hyperbole. We hear it all the time. So there must be something good happening out there with these e-bikes.
All right, Bob, be safe and keep up the great work at Covered Bridge Bike. And once again, 860-248-3010 or coveredbridgebike.com on the web. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.